Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama is back in the United States after meeting with European officials to detail the strategy for fighting the Islamic State. The meeting with leaders from Britain, Germany, France, and Italy followed Mr. Obama's announcement that he's sending 250 more U.S. troops to Syria. In a CBS interview, the president said it's an effort to further partner with local forces already battling ISIS.
Although we are not going to be sending ground troops in to fight, we are going to try to find out what works and then double down.
Mr. Obama called for European unity and transatlantic cooperation in the fight against ISIS in Syria. The city of Cleveland has agreed to settle a wrongful death lawsuit brought by the family of a 12-year-old boy fatally shot by police. The case was one of several that helped spawn the Black Lives Matter movement. From member station WCPN, Nick Castell reports the city will pay the boy's family $6 million.
In November 2014, Tamir Rice was playing with an air pellet gun in a park when police received a dispatch about someone with a gun. Police pulled up next to him, and an officer shot him within seconds. The city admits no wrongdoing in the settlement. Speaking at a news conference, Mayor Frank Jackson acknowledged it had been a difficult time for the Rice family and for the Cleveland community as a whole.
A 12-year-old died. Regardless of fault or facts or anything, it should not have happened.
Jackson says the city is still reviewing whether the officers involved should be disciplined. Late last year, prosecutors did not recommend charges, and a grand jury declined to indict. For NPR News, I'm Nick Castell in Cleveland.
A federal judge has dismissed lawsuits challenging North Carolina's voter ID law. The state's NAACP chapter and the Justice Department had alleged the law was passed to disenfranchise poor Black and Hispanic voters. Ukraine and much of Europe are marking the 30th anniversary of the nuclear reactor meltdown at Chernobyl. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports that the milestone comes as workers prepare to install a new shield over the radioactive reactor.
Workers expect to install the $2.25 billion protective shell over the reactor later this year. It's hoped that the shell will prevent radiation leakage while robots clean up the radioactive waste. The power plant exploded in 1986, releasing so much radiation that an area of more than 1,800 square miles had to be abandoned. About 30 workers died as a result of the initial explosion. Hundreds of thousands more were exposed to strong radiation as they helped put out the fire and clean up contamination. Health officials say thousands more may eventually die from cancers related to the disaster. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
This is NPR News. A man claiming he was sexually abused by former U.S. House Speaker Dennis Hastert decades ago has filed a breach of contract lawsuit against Hastert. The plaintiff claims that the former House Speaker paid him $1.7 million in hush money but still owes more than half the amount allegedly promised. The lawsuit comes days before Hastert is to be sentenced for his plea of violating banking rules when he withdrew the money paid. A Dallas grand jury has indicted former Cleveland Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel over assault allegations made by his ex-girlfriend. NPR's Wade Goodwin has the story from Dallas.
The 2012 Heisman Trophy winner, who was once called Johnny Football, has been indicted on a misdemeanor domestic violence charge that carries up to a $4,000 fine and a year in jail. His once promising football career has been derailed by partying and drinking, a stint in rehab, and now accusations that he kidnapped, hit, and threatened to kill his girlfriend at the time, Colleen Crowley. He was cut by the Browns this spring, dumped by his agents, and lost all his endorsement deals. Manziel says he'll try to make an NFL comeback this fall. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
The National Weather Service's Storm Center in Oklahoma is warning of severe weather conditions from southern Oklahoma to southern Nebraska today. Forecasters say the system could produce powerful tornadoes and large hail and bring heavy rain to surrounding areas, including Texas and the western parts of Iowa, Missouri, and Arkansas. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, in Washington.